Here along the Buffalo Creek are vestiges of the woods and fields that Charles Birchfield studied and painted for more than 40 years. Heavy traffic at the intersection of Union Road and Clinton is a telling trait of the transformation this once bucolic community has seen since Birchfield's day. But amid the suburban bustle is a park preserve and a learning center honoring his life's work. Carol Yetter is one of the volunteers at the Birchfield Nature and Arts Center.
One of the things we try very hard to do here is keep the park as natural as possible, and that was very important to Charles Birchfield. We know he traveled this land. It didn't look like it does now. As you walk throughout the park, we have 12 placards that tell about Charles Birchfield and his life and his art. And it makes people aware of this man who was important to our community, and he traveled right here, and they're following in his footsteps.
Visitors here can participate in hands-on nature and arts programs and see monthly art shows. On permanent display in the gallery are several Birchfield prints, and Carol tells me which of Birchfield's paintings she finds most moving.
My favorites are the pure nature pieces. We have a couple on those signs out in the park. One is a firefly picture, and it's located in the park near an area where there's a lot of dead trees, which attract fireflies. And so it's just wonderful on a summer evening. You see this picture, and all you have to do is turn around on an evening, and you see fireflies. The other one is the woodpecker. And there he captures the sound. And that picture is located in a wooded area out there. So you can be standing there looking at Charles Birchfield's picture of the woodpecker, and you can hear the woodpeckers, and you can see the woodpeckers around you. So my favorites are the ones where I can actually be a part of something that he may have captured right there.
Just across the way is Charles Birchfield's house. Jackie Alborella grew up next door. She's a multimedia artist and was one of the Nature and Art Center founders. Her brother now lives in the Birchfield home, which their mother bought after Charles Birchfield died in January 1967.
So I'll tell you, this is the dining room, and this is the window that Birchfield looked out most of the time. And as you can see, the Buffalo Creek is right across the street, which was the inspiration for many, many, many of his paintings. Then people will tell you, you know, people from the neighborhood remember him quite vividly walking down to the creek. He had a dog that he always took with him. And he would walk all along there and put his easel up and start painting.
Jackie takes me to the backyard to see Birchfield's studio. Along the way, she stops to tell me about his gardens.
He had gorgeous, gorgeous gardens, and he had gardens that were naturalized. Like he would, when he was out in the woods, he would pick a plant. I know you're not supposed to. Nowadays, you can't do it. But in those days, it didn't matter. And he would pick native species, and then he would have them in his gardens. He had all kinds of flowers along the fence. It was really, really quite beautiful.
Jackie recalls Birchfield's studio with a musty smell, many plants, and his scribblings on the walls. Standing where he would paint at his easel, she thinks about the influence Birchfield had on her.
You know, as I learned more about him being a naturalist and liking to garden, there were a lot of similarities between the two of us. I really admired what he did. And, you know, I can't help but think, you know, living in the same place, coming from the same neighborhood, walking the same creek bed, you know, subconsciously, I think it's going to affect your work anyway.
Back at the Birchfield Nature and Arts Center, a few bundled up visitors hiked the trails along the creek. As Carol Yetter says, following in Birchfield's footsteps. The tracks in the snow show many people wander these woods, and like Birchfield, some enjoy a nature walk with their dog. I'm Scott Sackett for WBFO.